Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I have a story. You want it?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I'll do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the one I teased, Anna.
And I kind of wanted you to do the story because you were so happy when you found
it. Oh, yeah, it was great.
But we'll all do it together.
Let's.
Florida, we have athletes here.
We do.
We have triathletes here. And we have triathletes that are criminals. I don't think this guy's a professional triathlete, but he used all means to escape the law. Gary Francis Malloy ran, biked, and swam in a lake to get away from authorities, but was finally arrested after deputies caught up with him in an airboat as he tried to elude them in the water. How funny is that? They're like, all right, let's just watch this jerk off run and bike. And when he gets in the water, we'll just go in there like the crocodile hunter and
right.
pull him out, idiot moron. Yeah, so the following account was given by the sheriff's office. Here it is. Malloy already had a warrant out for his arrest when a deputy saw him riding a bike. On the morning of October 24th in Spring Hill, Florida, right down the road. Malloy biked away, picked up speed as the deputy followed him. He activated his lights and his siren. Deputy got out and then chased Malloy on foot. Continuing to run after the suspect as he lost control of the bike. When he lost control of the bike, he began running.
Yes.
This is how the triathlon started with the officer.
Mm-hmm.
He then struck the deputy when the officer caught up to him and then was able to get away. The next morning, Malloy fled after another deputy saw him riding another bicycle. Backup was called in. A sergeant saw Malloy in the middle of a lake behind some homes after Malloy ignored numerous deputies and detectives who ordered him to surrender. They deployed an airboat and a K-9 team, which allowed them to finally capture the suspect.
Mm.
I mean, it's really hard to get away from the cops when they're, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
That is a valiant effort on his behalf.
Well, I mean, he's obviously a bad person.
Sure, but I mean, you got to respect the effort. You know what I mean? He's swimming,
yeah.
He's running, he's biking.
Yeah.
He's really trying.
But, I mean, you're going to get an extra charge for, like, super-duper resisting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, but now we have the story. We would not have had the story if he didn't put forth the effort.
Here's what I don't get. Like, you've already hit a cop. You ran and you biked, right?
Right.
Now, this is the next day. Don't you try to get out of town overnight?
You would think so.
I never understand how people hide out in the same town. You
Idiots.
See this all the time. Like, murder suspects. They'll kill somebody, and they'll find them hiding in a friend's apartment.
Lackluster criminals.
5 miles away.
That's what that is. Lackluster criminals.
You kill somebody, you got to go to Mexico,
yeah.
man. You got to flee.
Dude, I'm an excellent criminal. Like,
yeah?
If I take something that I didn't really ask for, I put it back exactly where it goes.
Really?
Facing the same way,
yeah?
whatever it may be. Oh, yeah.
Not me. I'm not a criminal at all. I respect authority. I respect the law. And I respect people's property and their happiness. And I always take
hey.
That in the
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I am not a criminal, but I will be driving about 90 miles an hour in the interstate on the way home. So please don't pull me over. I just want to get home. There's food there, you know?
Well,
not
any pizza.
Not lobster
pizza. What are you
pizza?
Talking about,
no
man?
No pizza, bitch.
There's pizza other pizza, gone. Though. We have other pizza. I also have some sous vide
yeah.
pork tenderloin.
It's not the same. It's not the same as lobster pizza.
Man, the lobster pizza sounds so good.
Yeah,
right?
That'd be great. Too bad yeah. you won't have any when you get home. That sucks. Bye.
I have other pizza. I have other pizza.
You ain't got this, buddy. You ain't got nothing.
Man, could you imagine if you had somebody at your house that would eat your food? And also love you.
That'd be
you.
Really sad.
Yeah.
And that would, okay.
Nobody's
going to
eat that crap.
You know, hug you, kiss you goodbye every day, and act like they care about you.
Yeah.
I have me. So that's all I need.
That's
okay?
all you need.
I have me.
Oh, no. Oh, she just
holding her own hand.
Dude, that's the funniest but most pathetic thing she does when she holds her own hand because she holds the hand up.
and it does like this motion,
like a slow clap. Like I'm holding, like I got you, girl.
I just got really depressed. I just went into the future, and I'm picturing Anna.
Uh-huh.
She's got oral cancer
from HPV,
and she's just laying there. She's an old woman, and she starts to briefly fade away, and she says, "Oh my God, I'm so scared. I'm scared. I can see the light." And she picks up her hand and puts it in her own hand. And then you just hear the heart monitor go,
boo,
and off she goes into the unknown by herself.
And the nurse tells nobody that's there for her.
They just stood in the doorway and watched.
She held the hand of her only loved one as she passed. So sad.
Yeah, she has to write her own obituary. Yeah. She had to pre-write it beforehand.
She survived by nobody.
Survived by nobody.
Oh, man. So sad. They don't even have a funeral. They just throw her body in the back of the hospital.
Yeah, just kick her body in a ditch. Let it rot.
Wham. Very plausible.
I know. I guess I got depressed. I told you.
I'm sorry. Dude, I'm seriously sad.
Don't be sad. You always got...
No, I'm not holding my own hand.
Always got you.
Nope.
I'm afraid.
If you pull the hands far enough away, it looks like it's two different people. You know?
Ooh, if you turn your hand backwards, it's like a different person.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You can paint one of your nails, like one hand. Yeah.
And you put one of your hands in blackface?
No.
Nope. No.
Wouldn't do that.
I should dump that, right?
Dump it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.